Live from Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama, this is Indy Lights, presented by Cooper Tires on the IndyCar Radio Network and SiriusXM IndyCar Nation.
Well, it has been a lengthy nine-week layoff from round one to round two for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires, but on a soggy day just outside of Birmingham, Indy Lights is back here on IndyCar Radio. This is the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. My name is Nick Yeoman. Thank you so much for joining us again. The story of the day is the weather. Everything right now looking to be on schedule, both for Indy Lights and for IndyCar. We saw some pretty heavy storms roll through here in the last hour or so. It is still raining here at Barber Motorsports Park, but the weather looks serviceable enough to go racing. So it looks like we're just moments away from going racing for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. If you've missed the Indy Lights Series, it was 9 weeks ago when Matthew Brabham scored the race win at St. Petersburg, Florida. He is your championship points leader. Up front today, though, it's a pair of teammates, Linus Lundquist and Benjamin Peterson for the HMD Global Racing Group with Dale Coyne Racing Operation. Five cars this weekend, but it is Lundquist and Peterson who will start on the front row. And yesterday, after qualifying, our pit reporters Ryan Marine and Alex Wolf caught up with the front row.
Yeah, Benjamin Peterson will roll off from the outside of the front row for the lone Indy Lights race of the weekend here at Barber Motorsports Park. How would you assess the qualifying run? Was that all you had, or was there a little bit more out there?
I think there was a little bit more. I just heard we had like six of the best theoreticals out there. We just didn't quite put it together, but great starting spot, great result for the team, and it's a long race.
The team was so strong here a year ago. Was that baseline still applicable 1 year later, or have you had to deviate much from it?
I think it's pretty similar. The track is changing so much from session to session, within the session. You know, we started a certain way in this session, had to change the car a lot within qualifying, and it's a roller coaster from a setup perspective, but that's why they call this place the roller coaster.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Let's hear from our pole sitter, Linus Lundquist, standing by with Alex Wolf.
Linus Lundquist, pole position. He got out of this car, let out a big war whoop, if you will, jumped into the arms of your crew. Boy, this feels almost like a win, it looks like, for you. This is something that a feeling I know never gets old.
No, I mean, it's just great. Honestly, I feel so happy. And firstly, I just got to say a massive thank you to my team, HMD. You know, they've done such a great job with the car. And I think, you know, we've been flat out during these 2 months of no racing, trying to go a little bit faster. And I think that's what we showed today. And it's good to see my teammate Benjamin being up in P2 as well. So our front row lockout.
As we look ahead to the race tomorrow, 13 drivers have won for the pole position in Indy Lights races, including you last year. As you look ahead to this race, what do you think's going to be the outlook for it for you and the team?
I mean, looking at the forecast, it looks like it might be a little bit rain tomorrow, so that's going to be an interesting thing. But, you know, it's always good to start from the front and from pole. That's the best way possible. But, you know, it's a long race, and it's tough around this track as well. So I know that I got to do my best to end with a win.
Well, congratulations on the run and qualifying, and best of luck in the race.
Thank you.
That's Linus Lundquist on the pole position for the Indy Lights race here at Barber Motorsports Park.
And turns out that forecast that Linus Lundquist thought we'd see came true, as, again, the rain has fallen here at Barber Motorsports Park. For more on that, let's go to the man braving the conditions down on pit lane. I see you walking around down there, Alex Wolf. Just how wet is it down on pit lane for these drivers?
Well, it is a lot of standing water. It's still, I guess you'd call it a drizzle. It's even a little bit less than we had even 15, 20 minutes ago when it was a torrential downpour, but a lot of standing water on the pit lane. There's still some on the main straightaway. You've seen some of the water suckers, if you will, the track street sweepers trying to get that off of the track for the standing water, but it's still that breeze that we've had really throughout the weekend, and hopefully it can start to blow some of this rain out of the way, but we still have precipitation falling from the sky here in Birmingham.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It is going to be very interesting for some of these lights drivers to they're kind of the guinea pigs. They're going to be the first ones out on the racetrack. I know they moved the USF 2000 race back. IndyCar going to be back on the racetrack, of course, later today for the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. But first up, it will be the Indy Lights drivers. Of course, got a couple of men who have braved the elements as well to help call the action today for Barber Motorsports Park. High above the front front straightaway. Ryan Marine, I know it's probably impossible to look down at Charlotte's Web and know what the conditions are like, but can you describe what that corner looks like here on this, what seemingly is a very wet racetrack?
Now, Charlotte's Web, that's turn number 5 on your track map, if you're keeping tabs. That is the slowest corner on the track, and it is on one of the lowest portions of the track in terms of elevation. And with the rain that has come in over the last several hours, and including overnight, there is a considerable amount of puddling going on at the apex of that corner. There are a number of track sweepers and other safety cars making their way around the track right now. In fact, they just passed through that section of the racetrack, and they were displacing a lot of water there in turn number 5 in Charlotte's Web. Already one of the more treacherous portions of this racetrack, but especially so here today with the amount of water down on the track, given the rain that's come in here in the last several hours. So we'll keep a close eye on that. The track drying efforts have begun as the rain has tapered off, and we're closing in. The cars now making their way to the pit lane. We're getting ready for the first and only Indy Lights race of the weekend here at Barber Motorsports Park.
Yeah, that's a fantastic sight to see these 14 cars being towed out on the pit lane. A lot of the drivers waiting and going to climb into those cars. I'm sure they're all wondering what they're going to see. Michael Young, you are down in the Alabama roller coaster. What do you expect to see when we go racing a little bit later?
Chaos. I think chaos would be the... Yes, flip-flops are the preferred footwear of the day. It is extremely wet here in the Alabama roller coasters. Actually, see the AMR IndyCar safety team. They have a blower out there at the exit of turn number 1. It looks like a river running across the exit and then the entrance of turn number 2. They're trying to blow that clean and get the track as dry as humanly possible. It looks like they've got a lot of work ahead of them. They've got several brooms and just trying to get that puddle as we talked about yesterday. When the drivers come out, they really sweep to the right-hand side of that exit of the turn, and that's where all the water seems to be puddling, so they're trying to get that cleaned up. It's going to be a very interesting race. I actually said hello to Matty Brabham as we made our way to get geared up for the race, and I said, what do you think of this? He goes, I can't wait to go. Said, the more wet, the better. So he's excited. It should be an exciting race, but this Alabama roller coaster, they're going to have to tiptoe their way through. It's going to be a thriller here at the Barber Motorsports Park.
Some drivers like it, some don't. We're going to find out. It's going to be a fascinating race, and I should point out it's also a timed race based on the schedule. This will be a 45-minute event for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. Let's take a look at the starting lineup here for the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama.
Here's today's Indy Lights presented by Cooper Tires starting lineup. Row 7.
Antonio Cervelli, Canada.
Christian Vogel, United States.
Row 6.
Ernie Francis Jr., United States.
James Rowe, Ireland.
Row 5.
Jacob Abel, United States.
Matt Brabham, United States.
Row 4.
Daniel Frost, Singapore.
Manuel Suleiman, Mexico.
Row 3.
Kiffin Simpson, Cayman Islands.
Hunter McElroy, New Zealand.
Row 2.
Christian Rasmussen, Denmark.
Stingray Robb, United States.
On the outside of row 1.
Benjamin Peterson, Denmark and United States.
And starting on the pole.
Linus Lundqvist, Sweden.
So that's how they'll line up as we go racing here for the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. Our driver analyst, Davey Hamilton, joins us. And Davey, a lot of question marks. We heard from the guys in the turns, Alex on pit lane. I mean, they can only see so much. What do you think these drivers are going to be thinking in the cockpits of these race cars?
Well, I just went down to talk to a few of them, actually. Matty Brabham was one of them I grabbed on the way up. You know, he said, man, I'm already starting back a ways, and it's going to be treacherous out there. They did do a small amount of testing. When I say they, the Andretti cars did a small amount of testing in the rain this year. I think it was in Indianapolis. And so he has a little bit of confidence, but right now just such unknown. And let me tell you, every one of these drivers, they'd rather it's dry. They would rather the track is dry. But you got to do what you got to do. And they're going to be very cautious. I do see a few big areas of water that could cause an issue. One of them actually pit out, I think, Nick, could be, you know, actually just past pit out could be a problem. So we'll see. They're trying as hard as they can. It's wet. I just was out there, like I say, talking, and I thought, It may be so wet they're postponed, but they would love to get these cars on the track just to give an idea for what the Indy cars are going to be up against.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just moments ago, we got word that changed from not a 35-lap race. It's going to be a timed race, 45 minutes. Do you think that has any impact on the strategy for these drivers? Are they too busy focused about dealing with the elements?
You know, I don't think there's really any strategy other than to survive. When it's rain, it's really survival of the fittest. Try not to make – it's the who makes the least mistakes. And when it's wet, it's easy to make those mistakes. So just try not to make mistakes. Make sure you get to the checkered flag and let it be where it is. If you happen to have a good car to go forward, go with it. But if you don't, man, just survive it. And one thing, I was talking to Tim Neff, team owner Tim Neff, about what he just did for a setup for here. Well, they didn't know what to do. There is a rain setup,
right?
But there's a dry setup. And he says, so they didn't change it for the rain, thinking that it was going to be dry. They didn't have enough time to change it completely over. Now that it looks like it could be wet the entire time. So not best of circumstances for these teams.
I know, Alex Wolf, you're patrolling pit lane. We starting to see some drivers heading to race cars?
Yeah, we're starting to see them with the helmets on and the game faces walking with a purpose as they start to mentally get ready. As in fact, Matthew Brabham is already in his number 83, a mastermind. A blue and yellow machine. He's already in the car with an umbrella over his head, probably wishing that he could keep that with the car, but I'm sure it wouldn't help with aerodynamics as he gets ready for this race.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Ryan Marine high above pit lane. You can see maybe the back end of the field as preparations continue to go racing here at Barber Motorsports Park.
Jacob Abel now sitting inside his number 51 Abel Motorsports car that's being pushed into its spot on the grid. James Rowe, he's in the car just working on getting his gloves on and ready. Just behind him, though, Ernie France is still getting the helmet on, about to climb aboard the number 99 Force Indy machine, and Christian Bogle, the Louisiana native, having his shoes wiped dry. And Davey, you could talk about this perhaps. That is very important coming in off the wet pavement with the shoes. You don't want those slipping and sliding on the metal pedals inside these cars, so having somebody there with the rag to dry off your shoes, it doesn't sound like much, but it can make a big difference.
It's actually a huge difference, and you're right. Fortunately, the water will dry, but man, the floor is just smooth as can be. Same with the pedals. Very, very slick when you get any kind of fluids. And the worst is when you get brake fluid. You know, the brake reservoirs are down right in front of that pedal. And if you ever get brake fluid, it's terrible to drive. It just takes your focus off of what you're really supposed to be doing. And if you lose traction of any pedal that you're on, that's never good. And so, yes, you want your feet dry before you get in.
Let's welcome in our third turn announcer. He's going to be keeping an eye on turns 8, 9, and 10. Jake Query, that's a portion of the racetrack that I've always thought was pretty challenging when it's dry. Can't imagine it's going to be any less challenging here in these rainy conditions.
Well, I think, Nick, one of the things that's going to be a challenge, and we've seen this before at Barber Motorsports Park from the view when you look down on it from the museum here, a fantastic venue, by the way, the museum at Barber Motorsports Park. But when they come down off of that long, sweeping right-handed turn number 9, what they're going to find in the middle of the racetrack is an area where the precipitation has accumulated. And that has been the case in the past when we've been here in a wet race, where there are puddles that take place just before the drivers will set up for turn number 10. Now, you could theoretically kind of avoid it because it's right in the middle of the racetrack. So if you go to an outside line, problem is you've got that kink that's a left-handed turn that is turn number 10, and the rear of the car is going to have to go through some of that somewhat standing water right now. Track officials did go out, take a look at it. It looked like they had one of the sweepers go out and just kind of go over it to get some of that water to dissipate just a little bit. But it's one of the things that adds that extra variable that these drivers are going to have to negotiate here this morning as they get set to take to this track. And as we said, Nick, you'd mentioned it, it's going to be obviously a wet tire race, and as well it's going to be a time race.
Yep, no doubt about it. And along with some of those track sweepers, Davey, we've seen some of the AMR safety crew vehicles going around the racetrack, the medical vehicle. They want to make sure the racetrack is good before these drivers go out there at speed.
Without a doubt. I mean, safety does come first. I mean, we are able and can't run in the rain, but we're not good for puddles. And puddles are not good. Anytime there's a stream going across or puddles, we hydroplane. And like I say, they're doing the best they can. And by the time all these safety trucks go over, they'll know. They'll know where we stand. We got the jet dryers blowing it off in certain areas. And I think we're going to be okay. I really do. And another thing, once these race cars get on there, the ground effects and the downforce these cars create actually sucks the water off the track and mist it up there. So they help dry it more than anything.
Safety vehicles continue to make their way around the speedway. A little engine noise to get some heat in the engines of these Indy Lights machines. Michael Young, the severe weather's kind of moved out of the way. He's starting to be joined by some fans out there on the hill in the Alabama roller coaster.
Yes, indeed. They're starting to make their way into their positions. The tent covers have gone up, and the fans are starting to take position as we get ready for race day here at Barber Motorsports Park. From my vantage point, the trouble spot is the exit of turn number one. I won't say a river, but there is water running across the exit of turn number one down into the out part of turn number one, and that's where the AMR IndyCar safety team is really working hard. It's really puddled in that area where that runoff is, where the drivers will really put the right side of those tires onto that concrete before they make the left-hander, I should say right-hander, of turn number two. So I saw a street sweeper go through a little bit earlier, and you could see clearly the line where they went through, but since about 2 minutes ago, that line has gone away and that water is continuing to puddle up in that area. So when we do go green, the exit of turn number one is going to be extremely treacherous. And as we talked about race one of last year, we had that incident in turn number one. The drivers are definitely going to have to mind their P's and Q's as they make their way through here, as we see more of the safety vehicles make their way now through the exit of turn number two, trying to best prepare this track for racing in the Indy Lights Series.
Again, on just a bit of a hold as they continue to sweep some of the water off the racetrack. Davey, let's talk a little bit about this Indy Lights Championship. Matthew Brabham gets the win at St. Petersburg when Christian Rasmussen and Hunter McElroy, his Andretti Autosport teammates, have problems. How big do you think that win was for the career of Matthew Brabham?
You know, it was big. He needed that win, and he was in contention. I mean, he won that race, but he was the third quickest of the day. Matty knows he needs to get his career going and get the opportunity to get back into IndyCar. He needs to really win a lot of races, and this weekend, obviously, he tried something for qualifying that just didn't work, he said. And so, yeah, made a mistake, lost some time, but he's refocused again. And I think he's in a situation where it's heads down. He really needs some results. He really needs some success. But winning that first race is a shot in the arm for sure. At least he has a championship as of now.
Probably too early for us to really identify who's going to be a championship contender or not. But when you win the first race, you're automatically going to be thrown into that mix. Is this weekend more about damage control, considering that he is starting back in the ninth position? And you look at the championship points, Davey, Peterson, Lundqvist, Robb, who are second, third, and fourth, they start 1-2-3 today.
They start 1-2-3, exactly, just as you wrote them off. So there's for sure a situation where he needs just to make no mistakes, try to just do damage control. The people that he's racing against for this championship, and even though it's the second race, Nick, every race counts, are like you said, start first, second, third.
Yep, so it's Linus Lundqvist, Benjamin Peterson, Stingray Robb. They sit second, third, fourth in the championship, and they have a chance to really kick this season off on a good note with how well things have gone so far this weekend and where they are starting. Let's go back in, check in with Ryan Marine.
Joined here by Henry Malukas, one of the team owners for the HMD with Dale Coyne Racing and also HMD with Global Motorsports Group team that is fielding 5 Indy Lights cars here this season, as well as, of course, the father of David Malukas, who will be racing later today in the NTT IndyCar Series. Let's talk about what we're about to see. 5 Indy Lights cars from your stable alone about to go in wet conditions. As a team owner, what's going through your mind?
I'm excited. By the way, when it's my, as a father, my son is not here, so I definitely feel much more comfortable. And I think we'll have a fun. We have a good group of, we have a quite talented drivers, and I think we're going to be just fine.
This team has grown so much over the last handful of years since it burst onto the scene, and there was perhaps some thought with David moving up to IndyCar, what would be the HMD commitment to Indy Lights be? But it seems like this is something that's very important for you and the HMD brand.
Oh, definitely, yes. It came as an accident, but and then it became a dream, and and gym continuously. So I'm extremely excited, and it's a lot of fun. It's a passion. Obviously, like probably all these people is here. It's just because of passion, 100%, and addiction on top of it. So this is, you know, it's definitely we want to continue, and we're gonna go. This is extremely a good level, high level class, and we will. The goal, the plan is to continue to do just that.
Let's talk about the passion. Where does that enter into your life? Where did this passion for motorsports go? I know David's talked about it a little bit, but for those that are unfamiliar with your story, it would be nice if you would share.
I always liked it. I mean, that was, I guess, I really enjoyed racing all my life, and obviously I couldn't do anything like that close. If I could, I would definitely probably be... I would definitely would do it, you know. Yeah. But obviously this is kind of almost it's almost the same amount of fun you have by not driving, but just having this thing and be as a spectator and as be as the owner and all those things together. It just is the same fun as everybody else. I mean, everybody does different things and everybody enjoy.
Lastly, and again, Henry Malukas is our guest on IndyCar Radio. Your son will be racing today. This is his first season in the NTT IndyCar Series. As a parent, what are the emotions, the pride, the apprehension when your child is an NTT IndyCar Series driver?
You can't explain the emotions. I'm not sure if you can even explain. It's very mixed. It's excitement. Is scaredness, and you're scared and you're excited, and they're all together. So it's especially when it mixes the, you know, when it's your son there, obviously it gets very emotional. So that's why this race now we're going to definitely enjoy.
Henry, thank you so much for the time, and as well, thank you for your commitment to the road to Indy and Indy Lights.
Thank you.
That's Henry Malukas, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ryan Marine. Davey, that's a feeling I'm sure you can relate to, both as a father, and I'm sure your dad felt the same way watching you racing all those years.
You know, all those years, you don't know how they feel about, you know, when my dad, I started racing, my dad knew he didn't want me to, but then I started doing it, and once I started, he thought, well, I might as well help if you're going to do it. But then I understood. It took years later, I thought, what's he so stressed? Why is he, you know what I mean? Because of, when you love it and you're having fun, you don't think about any of the dangers or things that could happen. But now having a son doing the same thing, I completely 100% understand. And my dad's doubled, you know, he worries about the son and the grandson, so it never gets easy. You know, it's always, you got your moments, you're always scared, but there's a lot of moments to be proud as well.
Nick Yeoman, Davey Hamilton here for IndyCar Radio, as we are just 3 minutes away from the command to start engines for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. This is the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama at Barber Motorsports Park. Ryan Marine, Michael Young, Jake Query going to help us call this race. Alex Wolf, you're down pit side. Sounds like we're getting close, my friend, here to going racing.
Yeah, we're inside 3 minutes, but a little bit of drama on the outside of the third row, the sixth starting position for Kiffin Simpson. It looks like they have had to make a steering wheel change, as one of the crew members, just as I walked up the grid, was running back to the garage area, came back with a new steering wheel, and they have made the switch on the 21 car. So looks like some sort of issue that's necessitated that change for Kiffin Simpson.
That's kind of the last thing you want, right, Davey? On the grid, getting ready to go racing. Already lots of unknowns with the racetrack and how things are going to handle, and you got to deal with something like that.
Yeah, especially, like I said, Tim Neff was one of the guys I was just talking to before I came up in the booth. And they're pretty calm, relaxed. But it must have been a situation to where you know the steering wheel is going to be wet. These cars, your hands are going to be wet. The steering wheel is going to be wet. But they must have found maybe just a pin or something that wasn't connected properly. And that does happen in these race cars. You have to remember there's so many. If you look down at the inside of a steering wheel hub, you know, there's probably 20 or 30 pins in there that have to slide into the pins in the steering shaft to make everything work. So one of those goes bad, or you hit one of them just wrong, and it may not give you some of the information on that dash that you need. So fortunately, they all have spare steering wheels.
Yeah, and fortunately, they found it before.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, right.
3 minutes is close enough to be right up against the gun, but you would still rather they find it. You're watching some work being done on our pole sitter car, Linus Lundquist.
Yeah, pole sitter car looks like he's down in the cockpit right now. Could be doing one of two things. One could be just drying that cockpit. Just I don't know if he has a rag in his hand or not, just making sure that floor is very dry under his feet, or the front shocks are up there. You could, now that they know it's going to be wet, he may be doing a small damper change just to try to help grip in the front of that car under wet conditions. It looks like Matty Brabham, Alex just says, doing the same thing. Yeah, it looks like those Andretti guys decided to do a bit of a roll bar, spring adjustment, shock adjustment, one of the above, but they're definitely underneath that cowling.
Just about 30 seconds from hearing these engines roar to life here at Barber Motorsports Park. Again, here's a look at your starting lineup. It'll be Linus Lundquist, Benjamin Peterson on the front row. Stingray Rob, Christian Rasmussen, the Andretti Autosport teammates will start third and fourth. Hunter McElroy, Kiffin Simpson will start in row three. Then it's Manuel Suleiman, Daniel Frost, Matthew Brabham, Jacob Abel through the top 10. James Rowe Jr. will start 11th. Ernie Francis Jr. 12th. Christian Bogle 13th. And Antonio Saravalli in 14th. That's how these 14 drivers will start. And that, Davey Hamilton, is the sound we like to hear. Despite a soggy morning, we can hear some engines.
That's right. Seems like we're not really far off time either, so that's good news. Is it time, Grace? You said let's just hope we get all the laps in for these drivers and these teams and just be safe. That's first thing.
Also got word it's going to be a single-file start. I know sometimes from a competitive standpoint that's a downer, but, boy, from a safety standpoint with these drivers, probably the good call.
Yeah, very good call. And this track, it's really made for our race cars now. I mean, so there's a lot of runoff areas. It's a really safe racetrack. But, one thing with these drivers not knowing the grip level out there right now, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting. You got to remember another thing, too, Nick. A lot of rubber's been laid down on the track for the last 4 days. There's been cars on this track since Wednesday. We've had zero rain to wash any of that rubber off. But what happens when the water gets on top of that rubber, it actually makes it even slicker yet. So these drivers, they're going to be looking for offline lines to get out of that rubber, get out of that slick. And so we'll see them taking some really unique lines, just trying to find that additional grip in this race.
So you think there's a chance that there will be a dry line that established throughout the course of this race?
Well, right now, I mean, if it doesn't rain anymore, as much water as these cars pull off the racetrack, there could be a few areas that it could dry. Now, that's if it doesn't rain anymore, and who knows?
Yeah,
I mean, it looks right now it's not, but, there's still dark clouds all around us.
Let's get a look at from our turn announcers as what they are seeing. Michael Young, you saw the drivers come off of pit lane. How wet or dry did it look down there in turns 1, 2, and 3?
Well, a lot of spray coming off the rear of the cars. Obviously, they just came off of pit lane, so it's hard to tell, but I can see them exiting turns number 5 and 6, and you see that spray coming off. So if you're in the back of this pack, it will be interesting to see how those drivers negotiate, especially making their way down these front straightaways. But as I said, turn 1, we talked about that problem spot. It looks like it's starting to dry, but it's still got a lot of moisture sitting there, so the drivers will have to tiptoe their way through the exit of turn number 1. Ryan, what are you seeing up there?
Yeah, similar story. Rooster tails in abundance off the rear wings of these race cars, and then in that run down to turn 5, all the drivers attacking, even here in this pace lap, in the offline portion of the braking zone, and then taking the rim shot around that hairpin of turn 5, Charlotte's Web at Barber Motorsports Park. That's where the most puddling is, at least as far as I can see, down at the apex of turn 5, and there's a bit more dry running to be done around the outside. The field, though, coming by the front straightaway, getting closer to the start of the race.
Jake Query, how about down there in the museum, turns 8 and 9?
The interesting thing is we had talked about just a few minutes ago, Nick, and still it holds true, is at the bottom of the turn before you set up for turn number 10, you can go just a little bit to the outside of the racetrack and avoid some of that standing water, but you kind of got to go through it when you go into turn number 10. That's what's going to be interesting to watch, maybe even a little bit strategic. As Michael Young had mentioned, those rooster tails fly. It's always fun. It's always to the eye, visually speaking, interesting to watch these cars in a wet race. That's not, of course, talking about what it's like to be in the cockpit, but as we know, Nick, every one of these drivers loves racing in the rain. They prefer it, remember? That's what they always say.
Yeah, until they end up beached somewhere off the racetrack. That's inevitably how it goes. Michael Young, let's go back to you in turn one.
Yeah, it's the first time we saw the cars, obviously not at speed, but come through the exit of turn number one. And by the time the rear end of the field got here, Nick, I couldn't see a driver or make a car out from another. That's how much water is coming off, and that's how big the rooster tailers are. So these drivers are really going to have to tiptoe their way through turn number one. The start of this race will be extremely interesting.
Davey, pace laps in these conditions are more important than I would think any other race, right? Yeah, I mean, these guys are feeling it out right now.
Right now, they are absolutely feeling out the acceleration, the braking, just how much grip is on that racetrack, and getting offline, just seeing where they could go. And they only have two laps. It's going to be green this time.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a lot of time to do it, Nick, but that's exactly what they're doing as they're side by side down the back straightaway.
Yep, field snaking their way behind the pace car for the final couple of corners around this fantastic 2.3-mile road course, 17 turns. It is Linus Lundqvist, your pole sitter. He'll have that spot with this single file start. Then it's Peterson, Robb, Rasmussen, and McIlroy. Kiffin Simpson starts sixth. Seventh, Manuel Suleiman. Eighth, Daniel Frost. Ninth, our points leader, Matthew Brabham. Then it's Jacob Abel, James Rowe Jr., Ernie Francis Jr., Christian Bogle, and Antonio Saravalli. Field lined up, single file. A lot of those drivers kind of staggered to try to stay offline. Lundqvist brings them through the final left-hander of turn number 17. His teammate Benjamin Peterson and that orange and black car already starting to try to creep up alongside. They come out of the final corner. Everybody single file. Lundqvist will start to accelerate, and we are racing in the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. Linus Lundqvist leads Benjamin Peterson into turn number one.
And he does a magnificent job making his way through turn number one. So does the remainder of the field. Benjamin Peterson will work his way, try to get to the outside of Linus Lundqvist, unable to do so. So it's Linus Lundqvist about a car length advantage as they make their way through turn number four.
But Lundqvist now starting to edge out that advantage over Peterson into the braking zone for turn five for the first time. The fight is on for third. That's Rasmussen up the inside of Stingray Robb. Further back, it's three wide in the battle for fifth, sixth, and seventh. Somehow they're able to make it work. James Rowe Jr., the man on the move right now, a brilliant outside pass around the outside of five. Headed to you, Jake.
And Hunter McIlroy lost some positioning at the start of the race, tried to make it back up. The leader single file. As a matter of fact, Peterson got just a little bit loose at the bottom of turn number nine. Didn't lose any ground. However, it's Linus Lundqvist still the leader as they work their way through that standing water just through number 10. Both of them. Now Peterson closing up just a little bit. Lundqvist, Peterson, 1 and 2.
Front two starting to get away, but A.B., how good was that pass by Christian Rasmussen for 30? He stuck it up the inside.
Yeah, he stuck it on the inside. I actually had to go through heavy water down there to get underneath Stingray Robb. Stingray almost got back by him, but just not quite enough. Just trying to fill it out right now. A lot of these drivers, got to remember, don't have rain experience whatsoever, so it's a bit of a challenge. We see all of them going down through turns two and three, that's 15, 16, really out of the line, trying to find that grip outside of that rubber line. So Matty Brabham being one of them, who still finds himself that ninth position, hasn't been able to gain anything.
Leader already back into turn number one.
How brazen will they be the second time around? Linus Lundqvist about a three-car length advantage over Benjamin Peterson. And the drivers further back in the field trying to find some line. Daniel Frost holding up Hunter McIlroy. McIlroy will look to the inside, trying to pass Daniel Frost. The field already through turn number five.
Linus Lundqvist leading the field by about five car lengths. The battle, though, is further back. It's for the fifth spot. James Rowe Jr. right now has it. Coming under pressure from the Mexican driver, Manuel Suleiman. They stay single file for now. Further back, Matty Brabham taking a peek to to the inside of Hunter McIlroy, and he'll grab that spot at the exit of turn five.
And the leaders now work their way into turn number nine. Again, long, sweeping, right-handed turn. It's Lundqvist with Peterson just behind him. Then running in third is Rasmussen. Nick, the front two have started to separate themselves a little bit through turn number 11.
Been watching the onboard for Hunter McIlroy. He's gone from fifth to eighth on the start, Davey, and car 27 looks to be sliding onto the racetrack.
Yeah, what happened with him, I think he went to the standard line, kind of went to like the line that, you know, you really feel like you should be in, the fast line around this racetrack. Unfortunately, that's the slick line with that rubber down and that water on top of it. It just makes it slimy and slick. He tried it down there, lost some positions, and immediately moved up above out of that line.
Out of turn 17, the advantage for Linus Lundqvist as he slides his way into the corner is about 10 car lengths across the start-finish line over Benjamin Peterson. Another 15 car lengths, Michael, back to third place running Christian Rasmussen.
The traditional line starting to dry at the exit of turn number one. Linus Lundqvist, an 8-car length advantage over Benjamin Peterson. Running in that third position is Christian Rasmussen. Nearly lost that back end as he exits turn number one. Clearly makes it through turn number three. The rest of the field making their way through. Clearly starting to dry here at turn number one.
Now the man with the best visibility is the guy up front, Linus Lundqvist, and he's building that advantage over Peterson. The top two are starting to make a breakaway over the third place runner, Christian Rasmussen. Fourth place held by Stingray Robb, coming under pressure from Kiffin Simpson, who's actually the run running in that fifth spot. They exit turn number five, head towards the museum.
Almost feels, Ryan, like perhaps up front, Lundqvist and Peterson have decided to back it up just a little bit. They got that comfortable run up front. Nick and Davey, got to give a lot of credit to Cooper Tires for coming up with a tire that allows all of these cars, at least knock on wood, to be safe so far in these wet conditions.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Davey, we're watching a really good battle for the fourth spot. Stingray Robb starting to fall into the clutches of Kiffin Simpson, who's given that TJ Speed car a good run. Looks like Manuel Suleiman may join the party.
Yeah, it looks like he's coming as well. The last lap around, Simpson ran a 131.8, so did Stingray Robb. So really run the same times. Robb does have pressure. Simpson is right behind him.
It is the battle for the fourth position. Stingray Robb by about 2 car lengths over Kiffin Simpson in the blue and white car. Simpson hails from the Cayman Islands, and then the Mexican driver, Manuel Suleiman, is right there. It is a 3-car party. Michael, if you can see them all due to the spray into turn number one.
Yeah, so far, Stingray Robb, oh, nearly lost the back end of the exit of turn number one, able to gather that car back up. Kiffin Simpson closing in to about 2 car lengths. Again, this is that battle for the fourth position. Fifth and sixth will be the machine of Manuel Suleiman. They make their way out of turn four.
No change in the front of the field, and Stingray Robb is able to give himself a bit more of a breathing room into turn five this time. The lead was 5 car lengths over Kiffin Simpson, but Kiffin closes in under braking. Suleiman doing the same, giving chase Daniel Frost and Matty Brabham.
Suleiman all of a sudden is making that battle with Simpson interesting. Looked like Simpson's biggest concern was Robb. Now all of a sudden it's Suleiman who's running in the sixth position trying to close in on spot number five.
Fascinating, Davey, because you've got the usual racing line around these racetrack, but boy, when it's wet, there is no racing line.
Yeah, so you have to cross it, though. No matter what, you have to cross that line sooner or later, and that's where you have to be the most gentle on that throttle, just because, like I say, until it starts driving out, boy, we see Rasmussen hanging it out.
Holy smokes.
He coming over the top of that hill, man. He really, really is hanging it out, doing a good job driving that car, but he needs to be careful as well, because, you know, you don't want to go too far and lose it. Matter of fact, he went completely off track down in turn six. Fortunately, got back on. Boy, he's really hanging it out right now, that Rasmussen is.
Like he's riding a bull at a rodeo. And, you know, we saw Lundqvist, Peterson, Rasmussen all pretty evenly separated, and now all of a sudden Rasmussen finds himself 9 seconds back. That's allowed the front two to check out.
And you got to look at the times continue to drop. They were in the 132s, then the 130s. Now the leaders are 127, so they're continuing. Patterson actually gaining on Lundqvist as well.
Let's check back in. Ryan Marine, that battle for fourth, heads down to the spot. Charlotte's Web.
Yep, into the braking zone. Stingray Robb from Idaho, the Cayman Islander, Kiffin Simpson right behind. Everyone still taking that rim shot line around the outside of Charlotte's Web. Simpson car unable to make too much headway, still right there in the tire tracks, chasing down Stingray Robb.
And you would think under normal conditions, Ryan, perhaps at the exit of nine might be a passing opportunity. Problem is now for Simpson, if he wants to make that on Robb, he's got to go through that area where there still is some accumulated water. So they stay true to form through turn number 10.
We're working lap number 5. The more important, we're going to be watching the clock with 38 minutes to go in this race. It is Linus Lundqvist up front by 2.5 seconds over his teammate Benjamin Peterson. Third is Christian Rasmussen, whose off-track excursion didn't cost him a spot, but he is 10.5 seconds back. And then we're watching a tremendous battle for the fourth position. Stingray Robb, Kiffin Simpson. You can throw Manuel Suleiman into the mix. Simpson took a look to the inside through turn 17. He is right there in the tire tracks, down the front straightaway, across the start-finish line, the gap between Stingray Robb and Kiffin Simpson. Two car lengths, Michael Young, into turn one.
And the biggest change thus far in this race, the sun has started to peek up from behind the clouds. Stingray Robb lost that back end ever so slightly. That's allowed Kiffin Simpson to close in about two car lengths a gap between that fourth place running Robb and Kiffin Simpson.
And we've got issues in turn 16. Davey Hamilton, Christian Bogle is going to bring out a full course yellow. Looks like he has beached at least the right side of that race car.
Yeah, it looks like over in turn 16, they're right in the pit entry. I haven't seen the replay. Just turned it around, spun, and barely got his right size in that gravel. If that didn't happen, I think he could have continued on. But these drivers now are going to have an opportunity to tell the team kind of what their cars are doing, what the track is doing, to see if there's any onboard adjustments that they might be able to do. And, yeah, we've seen Bogle. He got in a little too hot, spun it around, say got those right sides of the gravel. But because the restart's going to be very, very important here.
Yeah.
You know, as Michael said, sun's popping out in a few spots, could dry this track up back where the line is, the standard line. It could be coming into play soon.
Speaking of Michael, let's check in once again with him down there in Alabama Roller Coaster.
Yeah, that was one of the interesting things. I've watched the last couple of laps, and Christian Rasmussen was one of the drivers taking advantage of it. We see a drying line starting to happen here in this Alabama Roller Coaster. I think he was trying to find a wetter portion of this track. And, Davey, we could potentially see dries before this race is over.
You know, that's true. They have dries in their pit area. What happens on these wet tires, when they are so soft, they have grooves in them, obviously, so there's not as much rubber on the tire to start with. But if you don't keep them cool, they'll wear out very, very quickly. And if the track gets dry at all, these drivers are better off to come in and put the wets on. Or, I mean, the dry slick tires on. Now, just from my vantage point, it's definitely not ready for dries yet. There may be a spot or two, but majority of the track is still wet, just not heavily wet.
That's the voice of Davey Hamilton. I'm Nick Yeoman. This is IndyCar Radio. Ryan Marine, Michael Young, Jake Query out calling the action here for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. Alex Wolf is pit side. Let's give you your first full field rundown of this event. It is Linus Lundqvist who has led all six laps. He and Benjamin Peterson, his teammate, had streaked out to about a 10-second lead on the entire field. That is now going to go away. Christian Rasmussen sits in the third spot. Stingray Robb is running fourth. He's been trying to hold on to that spot with the hard-charging Kiffin Simpson and Manuel Suleiman lurking in the fifth and sixth position. Daniel Frost, who's been fast all weekend, is running in seventh. Matthew Brabham is eighth. Ninth is Hunter McElroy. Tenth is Jacob Abel. 11th is the Irishman James Rowe Jr. Ernie Francis runs in the 12th position. 13th is Antonio Saravalli, and running in the 14th spot, hadn't seen that they got that car retrieved out of turn 16 yet. Christian Bogle, who started at the back, spun, got the right side tires into the gravel. He goes blitzing by the front straightaway. Does look like, as of right now, he has lost one lap. He runs in the 14th position. So, Davey, for Linus Lundqvist and Benjamin Peterson, that was the last thing you wanted to see.
Yeah, when you have a lead that nice, yeah. Definitely, right? And if I'm in either one of their positions, I know they were pressuring each other a little bit, but Peterson's in actually the best place, knowing what his car has, no pressure behind him, and maybe trying to put a little pressure on Lundqvist into maybe a slight mistake. So that's all gone. Now he's got to look behind him. And we know how Rasmussen being very aggressive. Stingray Robb just trying to hold on, keep him Simpson behind him, but it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for that top five right now.
Lights are off on the pace car, meaning one to go. Still got a long 2.3-mile course to navigate here under caution, though. Gives us an opportunity to check in on pit lane with Alex Wolf.
Just a couple of notes from down here on the pit lane. Walked down to the TJ Speed crew, and as we talked about before the start of the race, Kiffin Simpson making that steering wheel change. It turned out the rotary dial on the steering wheel was broke, so he was unable to get into the rain mapping mode for the engine. So that necessitated the steering wheel change. Now all systems are go. And one thing to at least keep an eye on with 33 minutes left in this race, not sure if there's anything to read too much into it, but that 99 Force Indy pit for Ernie Francis Jr., they at least had those Cooper slicks down and were checking the tire pressures. So just doing some due diligence potentially in the 99 pit if this track dries out a little bit more.
And that's the thing, Davey. If somebody hits it perfectly and the track is dry enough and you can throw on slicks, your lap times are going to be so much faster than the rest of these guys.
They very much could be. You recall Marco Andretti in Detroit,
yeah.
Right? So it wasn't time, but, man, he was brave to put those on to try to make up some time. But you see that time and time. But you got to remember, you're going to lose about 50 seconds
yep.
at least. These cars aren't made to make pit stops, so if you do it under green, it could be up to a minute. So that's a lot to make up, Nick. So you really need to do it under yellow if you're going to do it. I think if you do it under green, I don't think you can make your lap time is going
to
make it up.
And important to point out that none of the 14 elected on this caution to come in. So they are all still on those Cooper wet tires. Here comes Linus Lundqvist with the field bunched back up, much like the start of the race, single file. He's got Benjamin Peterson, his teammate, right up underneath that rear wing. Christian Rasmussen runs in third. He looked racy early as well. Lundqvist gets a nice jump out of the turn 17. He's going to put about a two-car length advantage over his teammate as the field barrels into one.
Field sets himself up, single file, making their way through turn number one. Again, we're not seeing the rooster tails like we saw old Matty Brabham trying to make a move about for that eighth position. He's making his way around Daniel Frost, taking that high line. We also have a driver that has gone off course. I believe that is Christian Rasmussen. Field makes their way to Charlotte's Web.
Still green for now. It is Lundqvist by about five car lengths. The battle is further back. That is Rasmussen trying to recover. He's on the inside of Frost at the inside of Charlotte's Web, now slipping to the inside of Brabham, but can't get the traction on power down. He does grab the spot from Daniel Frost, but has to settle back in line. The battle heads to Jake.
And the battle now sets up for turn at number nine. Again, the leader is Linus Lundqvist with Peterson just behind him. They have really started to check out. Things starting to get interesting in about that 5-6-7 combination. Nick, we're talking about Suleiman. We're talking about Brabham getting a look at that. Rasmussen had dropped back trying to make up ground as well.
Yeah, that was really where Rasmussen went off the racetrack, or at least had to jump way out of the throttle around the Alabama roller coaster. That is where things have stacked up. And again, similar to what we saw before, Davey, front two get a chance to get away from the rest of the pack.
They sure have. Checked right out. Gave Ray, Stingray Rob and Simpson another spot ahead when he made that mistake and lost that ground. We knew how aggressive he was. He was sliding that car all over. Was trying to make some moves to grab that spot from Stingray and just overdid it.
And we also saw a replay. Daniel Frost took kind of a wide angle into turn number
one.
Yeah,
he really got wide. Luckily, didn't go off that loud. Matty Brabham to get to the inside of him, and then the outside of him through turns three and four made that pass. As we've seen Rasmussen, he'll be coming back on the track right there in turn three. That's where he made the mistake, just slid up too much, got into the grass, was able to salvage that car, but then just lost, he lost six, seven spots.
Yeah, he was restarted third, fell all the way back to the seventh spot, might have fell back a few more and got a couple of those spots back in turn number five when he had the inside line. But, I mean, we're just seeing, I know the rooster tails aren't there, but based on what we're seeing from some onboard shots, still plenty in terms of elements to deal with for these drivers.
Yeah, absolutely must have that rain tire on right now. Now, like I say, in the front of that field, Lundqvist and Pedersen, they're going to be, you know, working on keeping those tires cool, making sure that they last. They're starting to pick up some speed. Track lap times, where they got the 127s, well, they're the low 127s.
Yeah.
Now they picked up almost another second. So the faster they go, the harder it is on these tires. The sun has popped out just so slightly, and it could dry this track up.
I was just going to mention, I peeked outside the booth, looked straight up, and had to squint because the sun is out, and it is going to dry this racetrack awful quick. In fact, through turns 16 and 17, it looks fairly dry. You don't see any rooster tails. We are watching really good battle. It's for the fifth position. Manuel Suleiman, Mexican driver, he is sandwiched in between Kiffin Simpson and Matthew Brabham, who is looking like he's starting to charge towards the front, Michael Young.
Scott Dixon spotter Robbie Fast is actually spotting for Kiffin Simpson, and he was trying to coach him through where to keep those tires in the wet. Obviously, this track is starting to dry out, but that battle is ensued. It's the exit of turn number four, watching Kiffin Simpson make his way to Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, it's now Simpson coming under attack from Manuel Suleiman. Suleiman takes a peek to the inside of the braking zone for Charlotte's Web, then drifts that race car around the apex, able to get the power down, but it was not the fast way through the corner. He drops off the back wing of Simpson, and now is falling into the clutches of Matty Brabham, who runs sixth.
Brabham getting a really good look at that. And the interesting thing, Nick, is this area of the racetrack, talking about turn number nine, is one that at the top of it still looks pretty hairy. Then you get to the bottom, the track's starting to dry out just a little bit. Brabham still not able to make that move on Suleiman. He's just about two car lengths behind him through turn number 11.
Dave, we see Matthew Brabham searching around, not just for grip, but for that wet line to keep those tires clean.
Well, he found the wet line that time almost completely off the racetrack through that kink down the back straightaway. Just got a little bit wide, lost some ground right there as well to Suleiman. So he needs to just regroup, focus that on. He does need to try to find the faster part of the racetrack so he can make that pass. But, man, it's just slick out there no matter where you go, it seems.
Linus Lundqvist has led all 11 laps so far. We're watching the battle for fourth. Kiffin Simpson, Manuel Suleiman, Matthew Brabham into turn one.
Kiffin Simpson about a two-car length advantage over that Rasmussen machine, or excuse me, that Manuel Suleiman machine. Matty Brabham about four car lengths off. Kiffin Simpson takes the inside line at the exit of turn number three. Still has a car length advantage over Manuel Suleiman. Suleiman starting to make a move.
And he makes that move, peeking to the inside of Simpson. Once again into the braking zone for five. Can't draw alongside. Simpson going the long way around, but that's the fast way around in these wet conditions. He'll hang on to that fourth spot for the moment. Matty Brabham, though, once again drawing a bead on the tell cell machine of Manuel Suleiman.
And all of a sudden now they start to go again. Taking a look at single file in through turn number nine. But Simpson's able to shut that door. Suleiman gets back in line. Brabham then gets right up on there. They are literally running. Now a little bit of a gap with Kiffin, with Suleiman, and now Brabham is the bigger concern for Suleiman through 11.
Yeah, they are nose to tail down this back straightaway. Simpson stretches out to about a two or three car length advantage. It's another two car lengths back for Manuel Suleiman, back to Matthew Brabham. But boy, Davey, it has gotten awful tight, especially down there in turn five.
Yeah, it sure has. They were nose to tail coming off of turn five, going down that straightaway. Very, very tight. They seem to spread themselves out a little bit as they're going down through the final corners before they come on this front straightaway. And you can see in the front straightaway, it seems like, like you said, no rooster tail. Seems to be drying out, but down that back straightaway, we still see a fair amount of rooster tail.
Battle for fourth continues into turn number one.
And the driver's trying to find the wet spots on this track. And boy, nearly lost the back of that machine, did Kiffin Simpson. Makes his way through turn number three, but Manuel Suleiman not able to make up any ground. Three car length difference between Kiffin Simpson and Suleiman. Same back to Matt Brabham.
It's a 10 car length lead at the front of the field for Linus Lundqvist over his teammate Benjamin Pedersen, but the fight is further back. Stingray Robb is starting to drop back now into that battle. That's third place Stingray Robb, fourth place Kiffin Simpson, right behind Manuel Suleiman in fifth, Matty Brabham sixth, Christian Rasmussen runs seventh, and they're all separated by about four or five car lengths from one another.
And the issue becomes, at some point, visibility just a bit entering turn number nine, because there still is some moisture there, but then they go down through that area. They get down to the bottom of that long sweeping right-hander and turns 10 and 11 have a straight that is mostly dried out now, which was not the case at the outset of this race. But nobody's able to take advantage. They stay true to form through turn number 11.
Yeah, Dave, you can visibly see it now, the different color of the asphalt. It's really starting to stand out, that dry
really
line.
Really starting to stand out, and more and more of it. This would be a point where if a yellow came out right at this point, it would really be a gamble whether you put those slicks on or not. You might be able to with 24 minutes left in this race, or we went to 22 laps, whichever comes first. That dry line may be an advantage right now.
And I've been watching. I mean, the last couple laps, Benjamin Pedersen, and now more and more drivers, they come down this front straightaway, Davey. They're coming all the way to the pit wall.
Yeah, just trying to find
nobody's
water.
Going down there.
Yeah, just trying to find that water to cool off these tires before they get into this high-speed turn one. And you got to remember, with this racetrack being so high-speed, so many corners that you really carry so much speed through, it will wear these tires out very quickly if they get overheated and start wearing them out.
Boy, things really tighten up in that battle for fourth. We're keeping an eye on it. Matthew Brabham has got a strong charge on Manuel Suleiman. He moves over to the left side of the racetrack. Jake, doesn't look like he's going to be able to get alongside there at the top of the hill.
Boy, but he sure took a long, hard look at it, didn't he? Matthew Brabham in the sixth position, taking a long look at that fifth position of Manuel Suleiman, was not able to make the move. I think he really wanted to set that up heading into turn number nine, but then in that long, sweeping right-hander, Nick, he simply had to fall back in line.
23 minutes, 23 seconds left in the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. Let's go back to pit lane to check in once again with Alex Wolf.
And we certainly see with the drivers trying to find that water to cool off the wet weather tires, the HMD Motorsports team at least stirring a little bit more. Saw one of the Daniel Frost crew members, two of them actually putting the mechanics gloves on, and one of them with an air gun in hand, so at least thinking about if the opportunity presents itself to put on those slicks, I think, for some of the HMD cars.
There was a race years ago, I swear, I think it was in Edmonton, where we had some live pit stops at Indy Lights, and it ended up working because the rain tires started to come apart. That's what the teams have to worry about right now, because we're putting a lot of laps on those rain tires.
Well, Pedersen, he's found himself in the 126 bracket, along with Rasmussen, you know, he had such a strong car up there towards the front of this field, made that mistake on the restart. But, you know, you start running sometimes, it's going to start wearing these tires out when you get that fast.
But you're right. With no live pit stops, usually you're going to lose a ton of time.
Yeah, that's correct. They're not set up to do pit stops. I just don't see where if they came in, if it dried out right now without a pit stop, man, you'd have to make up 4, 5, 6 seconds lap, and I just don't know if that's doable.
So we are 22 minutes left in this race. The leader is Linus Lundqvist by 2 seconds over his teammate Benjamin Peterson. Stingray Robb runs in third pretty comfortably, about a second and a half over this really 4 or 5 car pack that we've been watching. Kiffin Simpson runs in fourth. He's had his hands full with Manuel Suleiman, who's in fifth. He's had his hands full with Matthew Brabham, who is in sixth. And Christian Rasmussen, who Davey talked about, starting to throw down some good lap times, running in seventh. He's going to be a player in that race for the top five as well. Daniel Frost is eighth. Hunter McElroy is ninth. And Jacob Abel is the final car in the top 10. Michael, again, it's a really a 4 car battle. Right behind Stingray Robb. It's led by Kiffin Simpson into turn number one.
We went from overcast to downright hot here in the Alabama roller coaster. Kiffin Simpson starting to close in on Stingray Robb, calling it an 8 car length disadvantage. But that battle further back, Christian Rasmussen starting to close in on that rear wing of Matty Brabham at the exit of turn four.
And Brabham wiggles a little bit at the exit of four. That brings Rasmussen that little bit closer. But it's Brabham who's on the attack. Takes a peek to the inside of Manuel Suleiman. Just can't get the drive out through the puddles, but now all of a sudden he's on the charge, pulls alongside, and it will be side by side Brabham and Suleiman headed to you, Jake.
And I think Brabham is going to settle that out as they set up for turn number 9. Matthew Brabham has made that pass now of Suleiman, and he works his way now into the 5th position. Nick, you had mentioned Stingray Robb. Stingray Robb earlier, when they went into turn number 9, he got just a little bit loose but did not lose ground. But right now, Suleiman has bigger concerns. It's Rasmussen trying to get to him again.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Jake. As soon as Matthew Brabham got around Manuel Suleiman, it was checkout city, because Suleiman is desperate for some grip. And Davey, here comes Christian Rasmussen on the charge. Great battle to the carousel.
Yeah, he is on the charge. I'm just worried about his rear tires. He's sliding around here, going to shoot underneath him coming on this front straightaway. Doesn't have quite enough of, it goes off course just a little bit. Actually, man, he is working that car like crazy.
Michael Young, it's the battle for 6. Suleiman and Rasmussen into turn 1.
So, Manuel Suleiman has that back end step out ever so slightly, and Christian Rasmussen trying to take advantage. They'll swing to the high side. Manuel Suleiman has that back end step out the midway point of turn number 3. Rasmussen takes a look to the inside, now to the outside.
Here they come. This is the fight for 6. Oh, and there's contact into the braking zone. Rasmussen breaks his front wing. He'll slide off into the gravel trap at Charlotte's Web. His race appears to have been run. Manuel Suleiman, despite getting that hit into the gearbox, he continues on, and Daniel Frost able to sweep right through. He's now pressuring Suleiman in the fight for 6.
And we see Christian Rasmussen did a good job, Davey, of not getting stuck in the gravel down there in turn number 5, but that car has bigger problems.
Yeah, big problem. No nosewing whatsoever. He got back on race. A huge mistake by Rasmussen. Driving so hard, just not kind of containing and taking his time, driving so hard. Had the run, without a doubt, had the run to make that pass, but, you know, he got blocked going down into that turn 5, and when he got blocked, he didn't try to go the other way. They really ran right in the back of him, and it's going to cost them both.
Yeah, we're seeing the approach down to turn number 5. Suleiman definitely moving around, but Rasmussen, a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you know, I hate blocking, but sure, it happens. I mean, there was 4 position, but he should have just waited a little bit or been more aggressive on the move to get to the outside, but he just ran right into the back of him, and I don't think it hurt Suleiman's car any, but Rasmussen is, he's done.
Yeah, Suleiman, he lost a spot to Daniel Frost, but boy, for Christian Rasmussen, thinking he was going to win the race at St. Petersburg. And how about this? Battle heating up for 4th, Ryan Marine, exiting turn 5.
That was Matthew Brabham taking a shot at the number 21 of Kiffin Simpson. Couldn't get him in 5, but then gets that traction down, powers around the outside, and gets the move made, Jake. That's Matt Brabham on a charge.
Matt Brabham has had an interesting couple of laps. As a matter of fact, all of that action happened just in front of him last time by. So Brabham now put him into the 4th spot. It's Stingray Robb holding third. Then Peterson and Linus Lundqvist is the way they work now as they work their way through turn number 10.
And boy, Alex Wolf, for a guy that I think everyone kind of circled as a championship contender, what a disastrous start for Christian Rasmussen.
Oh, absolutely. As he's in the pit lane, they've changed the nose cone as the front wing was entirely gone. Change looked like just the left front wet weather Cooper tire, and he is back underway, but definitely has stabbed the gas pedal in anger as this day has gone from bad to worse for Rasmussen.
Lundqvist, Peterson, Rob, Brabham now into fourth. Kiffin Simpson in the sixth spot, or in fifth. Frost runs in sixth. McElroy is seventh. Boy, the guy struggling right now is Manuel Suleiman. He's in eighth, Michael Young, and he's just holding on for dear life right in front of Jacob Abel.
Yeah, that back end stepping out, and Jacob Abel taking advantage of it. Manuel Suleiman will swing to the outside of turn number three, able to keep control of that car. And Jacob Abel able to swing to the inside. Abel about a two-car length advantage at the exit four.
Abel's got that spot, and he consolidates it into the braking zone for Charlotte's Web. That's now Abel moving up to the eighth spot. Suleiman back to ninth. Both of them, though, drifting wide at the exit of Charlotte's Web, dropping wheels off course, but they're able to continue forward. Abel now with a seventh car length lead over Manuel Suleiman.
And Suleiman has simply seen this race fall out of pocket for him here in the last couple of laps, because he was battling for fourth seemingly some 5 to 6 laps ago. Now all of a sudden, Nick, he finds himself in the ninth position now that Abel got past him as well.
Yeah, and obviously, Davey, he had contact with Rasmussen running into the back of him, but he didn't look like he was having a lot of fun a couple laps before that either. That car looks like it's a handful.
Well, I can see the back tires coming apart. You can see when you look at the close-ups on the rear tire, you can actually see them frayed, kind of coming apart. So those tires are used up, and we got to be careful. It may happen to anybody. We know Matty Brabham's coming really hard. Need to keep eye on his tires to see if he can continue on trying to catch up to Stingray Rob. But the leaders, everybody at this point, really need to take care of their tires, because there are a lot of dry spots in this racetrack.
About 15 and a half minutes to go in the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. Again, wet conditions has forced it into a timed event. Things started awful wet. The sun has popped out. The track is drying, and it's caused for these drivers to be dealt multiple hands throughout the course of this 45-minute event. It is Linus Lundqvist. He's led every lap. He's been perfect so far. Only a 2.5-second lead over Benjamin Peterson. So one bobble, and this thing gets awful interesting up front. Those front two, though, have checked out. They have an 8.4-second lead over Stingray Rob, who runs in third. Matthew Brabham starting to charge towards the back, the rear wing of that two car. As they make their way down the back straightaway, it's about a 6-car length advantage for Rob over Brabham. Then it's Kiffin Simpson having a nice run in fifth. Pretty good battle shaping up for sixth between Daniel Frost and Hunter McElroy. Jacob Abel runs in ninth, or in eighth. He just got around Manuel Suleiman, who's in ninth. Ernie Francis Jr. is up into the 10th spot. 11th is James Rowe Jr. 12th is Antonio Saravalli. And then the two drivers that have had issues today, Christian Rasmussen in the 13th position. He is a lap down, starting to blitz his way around the leaders as he tries to get back on the lead lap after damaging that front wing. And then Christian Vogel also remains one lap down in the 14th position. So all told, Davey, this has been pretty fun as we continue to see this racetrack dry.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, Matt Brabham has spun, guys, in turn number three. Went wide trying to set up Stingray Robin, has spun out, regains possession of that car, and gets the traction again. A horrible loss of ground for Matt Brabham as he exits turn number four.
Boy, Davey, we were just saying, I mean, he was making up ground and starting to charge towards podium position.
Yeah, wow, drops back to that seventh position right in front of Abel. So, yeah, lost a lot of ground. Go for third. Falls back. That's not what he needed. He just, as a matter of fact, he was second in the championship until that happened. He's going to fall down a little bit more from there.
As they run right now, it would be our race leader, Linus Lundqvist, taking over the points lead with Benjamin Peterson and the aforementioned 83 car, Matthew Brabham. But, Dave, you're getting a look at the replay.
Yeah.
Awful wide through turns two and three.
Yeah, it's got a little bit too wide. These tires are wearing out. And, unfortunately, he did stall the car, got it refired. Fortunately, just went into the grass, got back on track. But, as we just talked, you know, he worked his way from ninth to fourth, and now he falls back into that seventh spot.
Starting to see our race leader pull away a bit, Michael Young. Linus Lundqvist stretching it out over his teammate Benjamin Peterson.
Yeah, and it was Christian Rasmussen who obviously had that incident, who got around Benjamin Peterson. And Ryan, I think he's really starting to show what he had before he had that incident, but he's gapped himself, and that's put Benjamin Peterson back at least a couple of seconds.
Yeah, you're spot on, Michael. The lap car of Christian Rasmussen right now splitting the top two, Linus Lundqvist and Benjamin Peterson, and it looks like of the three, Rasmussen is the quicker car, and he might be troubling Linus Lundqvist to try and get that lap back before too much longer, Jake.
Yeah, that's the issue now, right, for Rasmussen. And to Nick's point, outstanding job by him not getting stuck for too long down in that sand trap. But right now he's got about three car lengths back if he wants to try to make up that ground and get that spot.
You never want to see when you're a race leader someone creeping up on you, but I'm sure Linus Lundqvist, Davey, will at least be relieved to hear that that car's a lap down.
Yeah, it surprised me early on. I thought that was for the lead.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, it's kind of, you know, Patterson's coming on, but that was not Patterson, as you said. That was Rasmussen with those newer tires being able to make up a lot of ground. And, yeah, Lundqvist, he'll just move over and let it by if it gets that pressured.
Jake Query, pretty good battle towards the back of the pack at the top of the hill. James Rowe Jr. and Antonio Seravalli.
Yeah, they are side by side. As a matter of fact, trying to do the old switchback is Seravalli, not able to make that move. Rowe's going to hold him off. This is the battle for 11th. Rowe has it. Seravalli would like to get it. Now they're going to start to go side by side through 10 and 11, but still true to form as they work their way through. Seravalli now, well, once again, side by side. Seravalli was not quite done. Nick, I thought he was, but they're side by side through 12.
Yeah, Davey, that's not a part of the racetrack we see guys going side by side.
No, you know, the only way he's able to do that, I think, is there's a dry line through there, and with the rain tires on, he was still able to stay in that wet. Talking about Rowe and Rowe Jr., he hung in there for a while. He ultimately lost his spot, though.
Yep, so move Antonio Seravalli into the 11th position with 11 minutes to go here in the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. Of course, coming up right here on IndyCar Radio a little bit later today, it is the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama on all of these same channels and a radio station near you. Mark James, Davey Hamilton, and our entire crew looking forward to covering that race. And Davey, I know you've been checking your phone throughout the course of this race, not because you're one of these millennials who's always texting. You've been checking the forecast.
That's
you
right.
Like what you're seeing?
Yeah, I like what I see. It shows no more rain for the day. So if it holds accurate, that we're clean and green for the IndyCar Series, what you see as far as rain has already happened. We're going to be good rest of the day.
Yep, that is a relief to hear, and I'm sure the drivers of the IndyCar Series are happy about that as well. As again, there's about 10 minutes to go in this event, the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. Let's look to the midway pack of the field. Pretty good battle across the front straightaway. Kipman Simpson, and around the outside, Michael Young is going to go Daniel Frost. He's going to pick up a spot at one.
Yeah, last time by Daniel Frost was really putting the pressure on Kipman Simpson, but now Kipman Simpson has to worry about Hunter McElroy. That will be the battle for fifth. They make their way out of turn number four down to Ryan Marine.
It's the battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Fourth right now to Daniel Frost. Fifth sees Kipman Simpson starting to come under attack. Hunter McElroy, though, goes wide. He's off track and in the grass at five, able to gather it back in, but that's going to allow Matty Brabham to sweep on through. So Brabham recovering. He's up one spot, now runs sixth, and dumps his teammate back one position.
Yeah, so Brabham, as you had mentioned, Ryan, makes up that spot for sixth. Simpson had a really good view of all of that. McElroy probably, Nick, lucky to save it. He only lost one spot, now running in the seventh position.
Yeah, just went off the racetrack down there in turn number five, as Ryan accurately called, and thankfully got it wound down enough where he can at least stay in that fight, too, because he is staying on the rear wing of Matthew Brabham. So he's going to have to try to repass him. And Davey, they're making their way down the back straightaway. McElroy did a nice job of gathering it back up after the mistake.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that could have been disastrous, but he did a nice job of gathering it up. As you say, still in that seventh spot. Brabham able to get back around him. And now Brabham's actually putting some more pressure on Simpson. And maybe he can continue to climb his way up after his mistake as well.
Yeah, it looks like Simpson is starting to fade because Frost is checking out. It's a three-car battle. Fifth, sixth, and seventh, Michael, into turn one.
Yeah, that battle for fifth now as Kipman Simpson lost that fourth position to Daniel Frost. We'll see Matt Brabham make his way to the low line of turn number three, where he spun out several laps ago, unable to make any ground. They make their way through turn number four. Now Matt Brabham makes a move.
Yes, he does. He swings to the outside, which becomes the inside in the braking zone for Charlotte's Web, and he will grab that position away from Kiffin Simpson. Simpson's troubles aren't done. Taking a peek to the inside, here comes Hunter McElroy. He's not able to pull alongside, but Brabham up one spot, and Simpson now playing defense. He's under a great deal of pressure.
So the question now is, in turn number eight, is that where McElroy's going to be able to make the move on Simpson? Not able to do it through eight or nine, but again, with that inertia and the energy that comes off of turn number nine, McElroy's right there as they set up for turn number 10. Now goes to the inside, put him in front of Kiffin. He makes that move.
Yeah, things funnel and get awful tight down that back straightaway. It was a daring move, and Hunter McElroy stayed in the throttle, a little bit more brave. He'll slip around Kiffin Simpson and move into the sixth spot. Brabham up one into fifth. And again, Daniel Frost, who's been fast all weekend, now that the racetrack is dry, he's up into fourth. Stingray Robb continues to run in the third position, about 5.5 seconds back. So Stingray actually starting to run down the leaders, Davey, with 7 minutes to go. And even Benjamin Peterson's within 1.6 seconds. This one may not be over up front.
Yeah, I think Lundqvist is really struggling. Watch the last lap coming off the final corner on the front straightaway. I seen the back of the car just kind of hanging out there. Just wasn't able to get the throttle down like you would like to. And they're coming. I think Stingray Robb, smart, kind of just taking it easy the first this race. Just holding on, and now he may have the better tires.
Before we take a peek at that battle for the lead, another good battle shaping up. Michael Young, Manuel Suleiman, Antonio Saravalli looking racing into turn one.
Yeah, Manuel Suleiman has struggled since the midway point of this race, and we see the machine of Antonio Saravalli look on the outside. Now the inside. Saravalli looks to the inside. He has a good run at the exit of turn number three. It's a battle up the hill through turn number four.
Looking at it now, and it's Saravalli who's got this spot around Manuel Suleiman, who continues to tumble down the field. A few moments ago, we saw the 51 machine of Jacob Abel go on an off-course excursion in Charlotte's Web. He was able to rejoin, did not lose any positions, but did lose ground. He still runs in eighth, but there you had it. Saravalli around Suleiman, further back in the pack.
And meanwhile, the battle for the lead is heating up. 6 minutes to go. Michael Young, Benjamin Peterson starting to charge, 1.1 seconds back.
Linus Lundqvist has had this race all his way until the last few minutes or so. Benjamin Peterson lets that car slide through the apex of turn number three. They run up the hill to turn number four, about an 8-car length advantage for our leader.
Matthew Brabham only snagged the lead at St. Petersburg with 2 laps to go. Could we have more late race dramas in the Indy Lights series presented by Cooper Tires in round two of the championship? In the braking zone, Peterson noticeably closed in on the back of Linus Lundqvist. That gap is as close as it's been since the restart, Jake.
Gotta wonder if Peterson's not just waiting for the opportunity to pounce. Working their way now, setting up for turn number nine. And again, Peterson, that rear end stepped out just a little bit, but it feels like through nine, Nick, it's because he's looking for speed. Now they all of a sudden, as Peterson swings wide, Lundqvist did the same. He holds him off through turn number 10.
Davey, like what I'm seeing on the stopwatch for Benjamin Peterson and visually out of the racetrack.
Yeah, half a second quicker that last lap at 124.87 to 125.36. Peterson's definitely creeping up on him. Now, getting to him and pass him could be two different things, but only 3/4 of a second back, as you said.
And he's got some time to work with. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in this event. Back out of the front straightaway. Lundqvist, Peterson streaking back and forth, trying to find some moisture. It's 6 car lengths for the Swede. Lundqvist into turn one.
I can't imagine there's much left on either of these drivers' tires. Benjamin Peterson trying to find whatever wet is left on this Barber Motorsports Park course. Our leader, Linus Lundqvist, gets a nice launch at the exit of turn number three, able to gap himself another 6 car lengths out of the exit of turn four.
And Peterson bobbles just a bit at the exit of four. Here they come through Charlotte's Web. Lundqvist continuing to lead the way. A race winner here at Barber 1 year ago, seeking his 4th career win in the Indy Lights Series. His lead over Peterson right now, 7 car lengths.
It feels like all of a sudden you're watching a drifter race because those rear ends really starting to step out. That grip seems to be gone at this point. Another good battle on the racetrack. It's Matthew Brabham getting all kinds of heat from McElroy. That's the battle for fifth. But the real battle, Nick, continues up front with Lundqvist and Peterson.
Still at 8 tenths of a second. Davey, that racing line, it is light gray. It is completely dry.
No, it's dry all the way around this track. Now, if you could put the dries on now, you would absolutely check out, but they can't. As you know, it's a good way to park it. It's like drifting out there. The track's dry. These tires aren't good for the dry. They're wearing out. I could see them fraying laps ago, so every driver out there is just kind of hanging on right now.
3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the Indy Lights Grand Prix of Alabama. It is still Lundquist by about 7 car lengths over his teammate Benjamin Peterson into turn one.
Tire management, that is the order of the day, the latter portion of this race. Lidus Lundquist still about a 3-car length advantage over his teammate Benjamin Peterson. Both look like they're managing through turn number 3. Again, that 6-car length advantage, Lidus Lundquist out of 4.
Lidus Lundquist, a 3-time winner in this series. Benjamin Peterson, a 2-time runner-up, but he has never stood on the top step of the podium in Indy Lights. He is as close as he has been, able to shave off about 2-car lengths in the breaking zone for 5. It's still Lundquist and Peterson, 2 teammates headed to you, Jake.
And Peterson again is swinging at different angles, and now we have an incident right in front of you, Ryan.
It's Matt Brabham, one of the 2 cars off in Charlotte's Web. He'll rejoin right in front of James Rowe Jr., who's able to make his way through. That was close. Brabham now stalled on track. And, Nick, there's another car stalled in the grass who cannot get going. We have 2 minutes left in this race and 1 car stationary in turn 5.
That is Hunter McElroy, who had a disaster at St. Petersburg. Davey, you're getting a look. It was, again, the battle just outside the top 5.
Yeah, what happened? McElroy trying to go underneath Matty Brabham and just ran into him. I mean, flat ran into the left rear of Matty Brabham by a McElroy. Huge mistake on his part. Goes in, slides his tires on that wet, and just runs right into the back of Matty. Matty had nowhere to go. I'm surprised the right front of McElroy's car is done. Broke that suspension, and as hard as hit Brabham, I'm surprised that he didn't have damage as well.
Yeah, McElroy's just trying to limp it back home with just a minute and a half to go. Looks like he's going to come to a stop to the driver's left. We're going to see the white flag next time by. That battle for the lead still pretty good, Ryan, into turn 5.
And heats up once again. Peterson lunges to the inside, but not close enough to make a move on his teammate, the Swede, Linus Lundquist. The lead down to 5 car lengths now as they exit turn 5 and make their way down to Jake at the Museum. 5 car lengths the lead, Lundquist over Peterson.
So Peterson knows if the time to go is any time at all, it is right now, working his way through turn number 9. Boy, that rear end got just a little bit loose on him, trying to close in on Linus Lundquist. The distance right now, it's a car length and a half gap, 1-2, as they work their way through 11.
The disabled car of Hunter McElroy is to driver's left out of turn number 7. They're going to see the white flag this time by. Looks like, as of now, race control is going to leave this thing green and let these two leaders decide it. Through the final couple corners, Linus Lundquist with about a 2 or 3 car length advantage. He swings wide. That allows Peterson to close within a car length to the left-hander of turn 17. It is tightening up. The two leaders are going to see the white flag. Linus Lundquist by about 3 car lengths over his teammate Benjamin Peterson. 1 to go, Michael, here at Barber.
Use them up. Linus Lundquist opened the season with a 3rd place finish. His teammate Benjamin Peterson finished 2nd. A 2 car length advantage for Linus Lundquist as they exit turn number 4. Good run for Linus Lundquist as they exit turn number 4. Call it a 4 car length advantage for the final time to 5.
Here they come into turn 5. Charlotte's Web. The car length distance is 5 into the braking zone. Peterson takes a lunge, but once again, he's not close enough. Linus Lundquist fins off the challenge from the Dane, Benjamin Peterson. It's a 4 car length gap here on the final lap, Jake.
This is like watching 2 cars trying to maintain grip on ice right now as they work their way through turn number 9. It is Linus Lundquist. Now the distance is just a half a car length from first to second. Peterson going to try to make that move. Not able to do it as they set up for turn number 11. Nick Yeoman, Linus Lundquist holds on to the lead.
Down the back straightaway in front of hundreds of fans for the final time. Benjamin Peterson is right there, looking inside, looking outside as they set up for the carousel. He is right underneath the rear wing, looking for that first career win. Lundquist throws a block to the inside through the carousel. Peterson sawing on the steering wheel through 16. They'll set up for the final left-hander of 17. Right on the gearbox. Linus Lundquist trying to hold him off. Peterson right in the tire tracks. Here they come out of the final corner. Peterson looks to the outside, and Lundquist will win and hold off by 1 car length over his teammate Benjamin Peterson in a thriller here at Barber Motorsports Park. 3rd place will go to Stingray Rob. Daniel Frost comes home in fourth. Davey Hamilton, what a battle on that last lap.
I think they might have even touched about that final corner of those teammates. They were, that was a great show. Good job by those drivers just hanging on. I mean, it was literally a dry track, but it was like they were on ice with those wore-out rain tires on that dry pavement.
I mean, they were both searching everywhere for grip. Peterson, who has been so darn close to winning at Indy Lights, it's going to have to happen on another day as his teammate Linus Lundqvist holds him off in a thriller. The winning advantage, 0.178, less than 0.2 of a second. And again, Davey, here's a replay out of that final quarter. Peterson got a nice charge. Look to the outside. He did they make did. Contact.
There was
Holy contact. Smokes.
There was contact. Nose piece. Peterson's car went underneath. Lundqvist actually lifted him up, got him sideways. Then it was a drag race down that front straightaway, and Lundqvist was just able to hold him off.
We're not far from Talladega, where a little bump drafting is encouraged.
That was a bump draft right there.
And man, if he doesn't make contact, he might have had the run out of the corner, because that 26 car was carrying a lot of speed. A
lot of speed. Actually, I think the situation where him holding back early on may have helped him at the end of this race, just saving that little bit of tire. But at both of them were just, I mean, this entire field really were just hanging on towards the end.
Yeah, really a great job by everyone throughout the course of this race, from extremely wet conditions to the start of this race. 45 minutes later, a completely dry racetrack, and Linus Lundqvist, I'm not sure if this race would have had another minute or two, Davey, that he would have held on.
Yeah, no, I think one more lap. He was in trouble. He was in trouble.
So Linus Lundqvist scores the win and takes over the points lead after a podium finish in St. Petersburg. He finished third in round number one. He'll finish on the top step of the podium today. A Swedish driver back for his sophomore season at Indy Lights scores the race win. He takes the hard left-hand turn to take that car to victory lane here at Barber Motorsports Park. Here is how everybody finished, because there were some pretty good battles that we couldn't focus on there in the last couple laps because of how good everything was up front. Lundqvist wins. Peterson finishes second. Stingray Robb was third, although Daniel Frost was charging. He comes home in the fourth position. Kiffin Simpson did everything he could do to hold off Jacob Abel. Great sixth place finish for Jacob Abel and that team. Matthew Brabham, after getting punted down in Charlotte's Web, finishes in the seventh position. Ernie Francis Jr., we didn't talk about Ernie all day long. He runs a clean race, Davey. He comes home in eighth.
Slowly worked his way up that eighth spot. Did a really good job.
Antonio Saravalle gets to the ninth position as he made a couple late passes to get around Manuel Suleiman. And then, I mean, Davey, the Andretti Autosport teammates, Christian Rasmussen and Hunter McElroy, both led 98% of the race at St. Petersburg. Both ended up out of the race with fuel pickup problems and a crash. They finished 11th and 12th. That's not going to be great for their championship.
No, that's not good. They need to fix that. Actually, two laps down for McElroy. So, and Rasmussen ran. They had a fast race car, just made some mistakes.
Yep, so those two drivers come home 11th and 12th. James Rowe Jr. finishes in 13th, six laps down. Christian Bogle was also six laps down after a couple off-track excursions as he finishes in the 14th spot. The points after round number two. Again, the points leader is now our race winner, Linus Lundqvist, by 9 over Benjamin Peterson. Peterson still off to a great start as 2 second-place finishes to start the season. Stingray Robb finished 4th at St. Petersburg, finishes 3rd today. He's in the hunt. Matthew Brabham, though, is the 3rd-place driver in points, just 12 points back. Stingray Robb will be 4th, 22 markers back. Daniel Frost, 5th in points, 27 behind, and then Ernie Francis Jr. is in 6th. So just a tremendous race here at Barber Motorsports Park. Let's hear from Benjamin Peterson. Ryan Marine gave it absolutely everything he had.
Oh my goodness, you can see the smile under the helmet. He now has the helmet off, getting hugs from everybody. Look, Benjamin, I know you want to be where Linus is standing, but describe that battle. How much fun was that racing with Linus for your first win? So close.
It was fun. It was a long race. It was really hard to manage the tires, and you know, it wasn't a lack of trying, that's for sure. I touched my front nose on the out of the last corner trying to go for it, but yeah, it's a good team result, and yeah, good points.
The nose cone shows some battle scars, that's for sure. Take a look at these Cooper tires. There's not much tread left on these. Doing my best to describe them here for radio. What was it like trying to hang on? I saw you guys weaving, trying to find some water, trying to keep them cool.
There was just no grip. Like, it just kept going away, and the tires going away, so it was just desperate to find some kind of water to cool the tire. We won't be reusing these tires, that's for sure.
Congratulations, a great run. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
to Victory Lane and Alex Wolf.
A big embrace with David Malukas as Linus Lundqvist is pointing out those tires, which are blistered. They are chunked. I mean, they are close to being slicks. You could almost take them to an oval later this season. More congratulations. And, well, Linus, that was a wild race. He gets more congratulations. Linus, take me through those last couple of laps of that race. These tires are absolutely spent. Then you had your teammate coming up from behind.
Yeah, no, they were spent with 15 laps to go. And obviously my engineer came on the radio just like trying to find the wet patches. And I'm like, there is none. So, but I realized as well that the other guys must be struggling with the same thing. So it was just about managing the gap and making sure that we had some tire left towards the end. Obviously he got very close, you know, he did a good job. But yeah, super happy to get away with the win. And I got to say a massive thank you to my team, HM Lee, and they've done a great job with the car all throughout. So happy to give this win to them.
Oh, absolutely a team effort with that pole yesterday. Had to make it real easy to sort of conserve things with having that nice visibility at the start. What were the conditions like at the beginning of the race? Because it seemed like a handful out through the rest of the pack.
I mean, at the beginning, it was probably better than the end because the tires were made for the wet, and it was nice. Like I said, I was being up front, so clear visibility, but then obviously the dry line started to come up, and I started to see rubber things flying up off my tires with like 15 laps to go, so I realized it's going to be rough, but yeah, happy to get the win.
At the podium at St. Pete, the win here now a couple of weeks, another doubleheader, first doubleheader of the season at Indianapolis. This seems like it could really be the jump start for potentially a championship season for you and the HMD crew.
It's a little bit early to look at that right now, but obviously that is the target. We're here to win a championship, and the best way of doing that is to win races.
Well, it sure was an exciting race. Congratulations, and enjoy it here with your team.
Thank you.
That's Linus Lundqvist, the winner here at Barber Motorsports Park in Indy Lights action.
Your podium today, Stingray Robb finishes third, Benjamin Peterson finishes second, and Linus Lundqvist from Sweden wins it in a thriller. Thanks to our driver analyst today, Davey Hamilton, covering the action around the track was Ryan Marine, Michael Young, and Jake Query. In the pits was Alex Wolf. The chief engineer is Rick Evans, satellite support by Scott Burgett. Our producer is Sam Rumpsa, and our network general manager is Chris Pollack. I'm Nick Yeoman, reminding you to stay with us later today for the NTT IndyCar Series. It's the Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. Gets underway at 12:30 Eastern on all of these same channels and a radio station near you. So long from Barber Motorsports Park.
Exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.